obviously really positive. We're over the moon with the result. It's finally given to Vigdis the rating that it deserves. So if you read the report, it's not just a good report, it's a really, really, really good report. The visit itself was actually quite pleasant and quite painless. The inspection team were very friendly and professional all the way through. And what I'm really happy about was from minute one, they understood the ethos and the culture that we're driving through at school and we're developing at school. And then they took that as the basis of their report. When you read it, they talk about the opportunities, they talk about the exemplary opportunities that the students have got, and how kind students are to each other and how well they interacted, alongside the great curriculum that we've got in place as well. So just, yeah, thoroughly delighted with it all.
Talk us through the areas where you move from requiring improvement to good.
So the main one is how well we've kept our community on board and got our community back on board. So 2 years ago when I started in this role, that was one of the things that we really wanted to address, that our community wasn't part of our school. And we've done a lot of work over the last 2 years to make sure that the students understand that this is their school. Yes, we put the rules in place. Yes, we put the plans in place, but we're doing it because we want a kind, calm school for our students to come to and for our students to thrive. Particularly lovely comment from one parent on the feedback was that this is now a place where their student can thrive in and out of the classroom, which is like music to my ears because that's what I want. Yes, English, maths and sciences, I've done really well and delivered really well, but actually we do that alongside a massive offer around the arts, around the sports, around Duke of Edinburgh, around all those extra things that don't always get the headlines when you're looking at outcomes of a school. And for me, they're just as important.
And what next for the school? What do you have planned for the future?
We just want to keep improving. We're not going to rest on our laurels. Like I said, the report is a really, really good report. There's areas that we know we need to improve on about consistency across the curriculum. But anything we do is about putting students in the centre of it and making sure that the school continues to be a place where they can thrive, a place where they can be kind to each other, that they can interact with each other well and just develop themselves, like I said, as a overall good rounded citizen, which is what we want to do by the end of this. Like I said, I've said before, outcomes from GCSE is really important, but for me just as important is the way they leave and what they're going to add to the society when they do leave. And we just, that's our main driving purpose for all of this.
What involvement did the students have in this inspection?
So the students were involved all the way through. So they had loads of student voice, student panels where they spoke to the inspectors. The inspectors were let loose one break time where they just went out and spoke to students at break time. And again, that's quite a nerve-wracking thing if you're not confident that your students are going to react really well. But the students were set a challenge by me to show off their school as best as they can, and they definitely rose to that, to the point where we had to apologise to one inspector that our students aren't usually this quiet because they were that well-behaved and that well kind of structured that we had to say, no, they have got a personality and they will talk to you, but they were nervous. They wanted the school to get the report it deserves as well.